It's 4:03. Happy afternoon to all of y'all on this Friday, May 8th, 2026. I'm Cody Lee, and happy to be here with you for another edition of Express Yourself. We have quite a bit of folks coming in and out of the studio, some live, some pre-recorded, some we'll be talking on the phone with, but we have a jam-packed show for y'all, and we wanted to start things off with a band called Quadrasonic. Local band that will be playing at Townline Trucks in Carbondale downtown tomorrow night, and they shared one of their songs with us. We're gonna kick off the show with, and then invite Michelle and Josh from the band Quadrasonic to come in and chat with us. All that and more, stay tuned. Avalanche from Quadrasonic will be performing at Townline Trucks in Carbondale tomorrow evening. And we're joined with, obviously, the singer, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. And Josh, I don't know what you play.
I play drums. I play drums in the band, yeah.
Well, welcome to KD&K.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Of course. How's it going?
Excellent. We're so excited to be here.
Good. Well, tell us about that recording in particular.
Well, that was the first time that that recording has ever been aired, and the song actually is not even officially mixed and mastered yet, but we wanted to give everyone a little sample of what's to come. So that was a very special first listen of that song.
Very cool. And how long have y'all been playing together?
Oh, it's been just over a year. We started in November of 2025, and we kind of hit the ground running. We had some amazing gigs and amazing events right off the bat. Gave us some opportunity to sort of get out there and get our name known. So we've been cruising since. 25 or so gigs in the last 16 or 18 months, and just a busy summer ahead of us right
wow.
now, which is amazing.
Yeah. And you're in the neighborhood. You're based out of just further up in the Vail-ish Valley, right?
Eagle County,
yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about where you've been playing.
We have really been wanting to make sure that we're not playing too much in the same place. So we're trying to kind of spread out around Colorado. I don't know, some of our favorite gigs that we've done, I think, would probably be the Boulder Roots Music Festival. We played at the Velvet Elk there. We played at Niecy's in Lafayette, which was such a fun show. And we're going to be back at Niecy's later this month. Mm-hmm. We're having our debut performance at the Morrison Holiday Bar very soon. We're also playing for the first time at the studio that's coming up. We've been playing at Shakedown in Vail and Route 6 mm-hmm. in Eagle Vale and 2nd Street in Eagle and at Eagle River Brewing in Gypsum. And we're just, and we played the Glenwood Springs Pride event last year, and we're just trying to make our way all around Colorado. Fruita Fat Tire Festival.
Oh, cool.
So many places.
And we're spending a lot of time in the Roaring Fork Valley, too. We've been playing at Rock Island Oyster multiple times, and that's coming up.
Oh, yeah, I saw a great photo from
As you know, we're playing just across the street from you at Town Line Trucks, so we are just excited to be on that stage, and we have multiple nights booked there, so that's going to be really, really cool for us. So we're really trying to sort of cover the state and, you know, play anywhere, really. We just love playing music, and the four of us together just have a really great chemistry, so it's been fun.
And it's your first time playing in Carbondale?
Yeah, this will be our first time. Tomorrow night will be our first time playing in Carbondale. We're so excited. And we've just heard so many amazing things about this new venue and what a cool community gathering space it is. So we're so excited that and so honored that we get to help kind of break in the space, too.
Yeah. Big props to whoever designed that stage and that whole listening area.
So it's cool. Really, we can't wait.
We're excited.
Yeah. So Josh, you said you're a four-piece.
We're a four-piece, that's right. So we've got Michelle lead vocals, I'm drums, we've got Guy Cedillo on bass, and we've got Mark Rebke on guitar. And it's just a really tight group of the four of us.
Quadrasonic, of course we're four.
Yes. We named it to keep it that way.
So every time someone asks to join the band, I say, I'm so sorry, we are at capacity.
Right. Quintasonic was taken, so we just...
Yeah, we had to.
Yeah.
And so what can the listeners expect if they show up at Town Line Trucks tomorrow?
So much fun. This is the feedback that we constantly receive from audience members and venues and bartenders, is that we are just one of the most fun and engaging bands that they've seen.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we play a lot of alt rock covers and, you know, sort of just this top 40 songs that so many people know and love and are familiar with. And we find that people are super engaged across generations. And that's just one thing that a lot of venues love about us. We love playing these kind of outdoor community events because there seems to always be something for everyone in our shows.
Great.
We really do appeal to all ages. We'll have kids playing and running around with hula hoops, and then we have adults going, this is my kind of music, and then parents and grandparents. You know, one thing I'm super proud about with this band is that we have some originals, as you've heard, Avalanche, but we also cover bands that very few people actually attempt to cover. And we take a risk with this band. You know, Paramore, Evanescence, Cranberries, Alanis Morissette. We do hard stuff.
Oh,
and
cool.
We make it fun. And so we generally find feedback from our audiences are, wow, you guys play music that most bands wouldn't venture into. And we do it with such like pride and passion. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And you've only been playing together for a year?
Yeah, a little over a year. Yeah.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited to see y'all tomorrow night at Town Line Trucks, and it's from 7 to 10,
and if you can't make that show, our full schedule is up at quadrasonicband.com.
Okay, thank y'all so much for coming in again, Michelle and Josh
from
Quadrasonic. catch them at Town Line Trucks in downtown Carbondale tomorrow night. Anything else you want to leave us with?
We're so excited to see you there, and we can't wait for the official release of Avalanche. So follow us on social media at Quadrasonic Band, and you'll see when we officially release that song.
Thank you all so much for stopping by today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for having us.
See you there.
See you there.
Yeah, we're going to go out with, hopefully we'll get Sun Jr. on the line here shortly, and we'll go out with one from them called All Around You.
Party.
That's Sun Jr. performing tomorrow night at Takah over in Willits. That was All Around You from their most recent album just from late last year called The Mini Moon Hex. Next up, we have a local artist, Savannah LeBove, talking with KDNK's Chris Hassig. Stay tuned.
Okay, so we're here in the gallery at the Art Base, and we're here with Savannah LeBove getting ready for your new show, which is, we're recording this on Thursday, but this is opening, we'll say tonight.
Yes.
At 5 p.m., right?
Yes.
And yeah, just tell us a little bit about what your show is called and your ideas with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. The show is called Echoes. And the big thing that I want to get the word out about is there is a community clay activation during the opening. I've prepped 500 pounds of clay on the floor of the gallery space, and the public is invited to come and engage, leave their mark, get barefoot, get grounded. And the mark making is going to accumulate over the course of the opening, and then throughout the exhibition, I will be processing it into tiles and taking it back to my studio to be fired, and it will return to the gallery for a closing artist talk on June 6th.
And so, yeah, you have, but that's not all you have in the studio. You've got quite a variety of works. Do you want to talk a little bit about the different, themes or strains?
Yeah, absolutely. So in addition to the community piece, I have a whole new body of work that's really centered on shadows, as well as a lot of celestial themes. So I have a piece called Eclipse, where there's 24 tiles suspended in space. They're square tiles, and the center is cut out. So you'll actually like look down this tunnel of tiles and catch little slivers of each of the tiles as it moves forward. There's also a sculptural basket series where I created the first basket, cast its shadow, took a trace of the shadow, applied it to the second basket, and then did the same thing to the third basket. Hmm. And then those also each have a cyanotype capturing that cast shadow. Mm-hmm. And that exists on the wall behind each sculpture.
Yeah, and I'm looking at them right now, and we've got one that feels quite constructed, you know, rather than carved, I guess.
It's very, like, uniform.
Euclidean in a way, yeah.
It's, yeah.
And then it seems like you go to a sort of a tall, I don't know, which one is the conical one, the third?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can sort of see the evolution of them once you mention that.
Yeah, totally. So like the form of the sculptures themselves morph and distort. So I started with this very oblong, kind of rectangular but rounded on the edges, and then that squeezes in and gets taller for the second piece, and then for the third it becomes more of a cone-like shape. And then you'll see the shadows are actually cut out, and so the piece is pierced, and you can see all the way through it, and those shadows distort through the process or the sequence.
Yeah. And then you have behind them, as you mentioned, cyanotypes, and each one sort of has its companion cyanotype, it looks
exactly.
Like.
Yep. You got it.
And that helps decode this process of...
Yeah, I mean, I think that casting the shadows of the baskets to apply to the next one, it's very heady and conceptual, and I always wanted to capture a single moment of the shadow, and uh-huh. cyanotype just seems like the perfect way to do that, uh-huh. You know, using the sun.
Yeah, and then it looks like you also did some post-treatment to the cyanotypes to replace color and kind of give them a little bit more of a like a sympathy in color with the...
With the clay. Yep, you got it. So bleaching them and then toning with black tea. Uh-huh. And all the variations of that. It feels like a witchy science experiment anytime I'm doing it. I don't know if you feel that way.
Totally. It's very hard to predict what
yeah.
it's going to do.
Yeah. It feels very like clay in that way. Uh-huh. You know, we put this thing in the kiln and we kind of know what's going to come out. Like there's obviously intention behind it, but it could do its own thing.
Uh-huh.
You don't know.
Wow. Yeah, that's fascinating. And yeah, it's I really love the kind of range of weight that you feel in this exhibition. You have things from these tiny kind of drawings almost to, with clay balls and wire on the that are super ethereal, and I think the shadows sort of are all in that realm too. But then you get down to these, there's this very large piece we're looking at here, which has this, is just a, I don't know how many pounds of clay. Don't tell us about
well, it's this is a new experiment. I had made some smaller miniatures of what I call these like portals or voids, and I just kept thinking, I want to scale it up. And so I went for it, and it started probably with 450 pounds of clay in a really dense, small area, maybe like 25 inches by 28 inches, and then however deep. And just really like getting in there and making all of these cuts and mark making to form this thing that looks like it was dug out of the ground. And then cutting it into pieces and hollowing it out and reattaching it all back together. Mm-hmm. And so it still weighs a ton, but of course not as much as when it started. Yeah.
And also echoes to some degree with it. It has this, you know, portal through the middle of it, and it, now I'm noticing it kind of has echoes of this eclipse piece you mentioned at the beginning.
Yep. All of the things are intertwined for sure. And it's interesting coming into the space and installing the show and realizing some of the crossover that I didn't in my own studio, because you're just so close to the work, and then you come in this beautiful space and it's like becomes more expansive.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. We also have Mike De La Rosa, the curator here. Do you want to add anything about working with Savannah, or
Savannah's a very prolific artist, and it's always been great to know her because she's also in her shop to see her commercial practice and also how it expands, you know, her touch and her sensibility to like clay and glaze into her more conceptual pieces. So I think it's exciting to see the range, which will be on display there in the exhibit as well.
Yeah, that's an awesome note. I'm really thankful for the opportunity to have this show at the Art Base. It's been 2 years in the making, but it's an awesome break from the functional work and to really like take a chance on a lot of the conceptual sculptural pieces. So,
yeah, and you know, yeah, it's a struggle to make it work. You have to do the commercial stuff to allow be given the space to make this work. So,
absolutely.
People who have appreciated your work, if in a mug, you may some people may be encountering your work every day when they have their coffee. But that enables this work also. So I think people should definitely
come by tonight, Friday.
Come by something.
5 to 7. Make your mark on the clay. And then there's also check out the Art Basis website because there's a slew of events during the exhibition. There's an art lunch. I'll be in here on Saturday processing the tiles. So be sure to stop by.
Cool. You just tell us where people can find out information about you and the Art Base on the internet, too.
Yeah. You can find out more information about the exhibit at theartbase.org. They also have a great events page with all of the events associated with the exhibition. And you can find out more about me, Savannah LeBove, at my website, which is www.savannalabove, as well as my Instagram.
Thank you.
All right. There she is. 5 o'clock. She's going to have that great big 500 pounds of clay spread out all over the floor. And it's going to be your moment for artistic expression on the surface of that clay. So, yeah, that's at 5. And I think the opening goes till 8 or something. So
that sounds like fun.
And it's a beautiful show. She's amazing.
Or we humble Katie and Kay servants will be in Sopris Park setting up the tent for Dandelion Day tomorrow. So there's a lot of activities going on as usual.
And we'll hear about Dandelion Day in a moment. But first, we want to hear about next week, right?
Yeah, we're going to hear about Bonedale Bike Week with Tracy Wilson and the one and only Brian Colley. And first, we're going to listen to a little interlude called Mr. Bubbles.
Thank you.
And we're back. And we're joined with Tracy Wilson and Brian Colley and Chris Hassig. Talk about Bonedale Bike Week.
Bike Week!
Yay, Bike Week! Woo!
Ding, 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 ding.
Should have brought some bike bells up in here.
Dang it.
That would have been a really good idea.
We have probably a sound effect in the...
Yeah.
You could do the sound of tires deflating.
We have some good bike songs.
What? I don't know. Thinking of sounds bikes make.
I've had a lot of trauma with that, with deflated bike tires this last winter.
Well, you got to get your bike tuned up now because you got Bike Week coming up starting Monday.
Well, yes. Let's talk about it.
And on the corner of 4th and Main, Monday through Friday next week from 7 to 9, we will have free coffee, some delicious pastries provided by Plasky, and some sweet Colorado donuts, as well as a pump in case you do have a flat tire, some basic wrenches, a stand, so you can get your bike a little bit more groovy for the week.
This is the 17th annual Bike Week, right?
It is, 17th annual.
Do you remember what year it started? Because I know we skipped some for COVID.
We did skip some for COVID, but I think 19 years ago was our first year.
Okay.
And then we had the 1 year where I was indecisive and then COVID. Yeah. So it was 17. Yeah. But we're making it to 20. We're in.
Nice.
We certainly are.
Yeah, so Monday through Friday, you got the snacks and coffee and stuff all free for cyclists. It's everything's free.
Everything's free the whole week. Yep.
Yeah.
Where are the snacks and the coffee?
4th and Main, Chaka's Park.
Yes.
Be there.
You have to bike there.
You have to bike. Yeah, we'll have some nice music. Hopefully, Katie and Kay on the radio of our speakers. And we're really excited just for the community aspect of seeing people in the morning and being able to take some time to get together. Yeah.
It's really nice. I've been to it many of the years and at least, you know, two or three times a week. And it's fun the way it builds all through the week. And it becomes quite a fun morning little ritual.
Yeah, it's like a little social hour, kind of hang out with your friends before going to work, get some snacks.
And I'm not a morning person, but I am during bike week because I'm really excited. Well, one, I have to wake up, but I'm really excited to see people there. It's like really great to see Carbonale come out and one by one donuts.
You might even inspire me, Tracy.
You should. It's really fun. I'll give you a donut. You'll get a prize if you come.
I don't even care about that, but the weather is really nice.
Like, I know.
As of today, you know.
I know.
Yeah, you never know in May. I mean, sometimes Bike Week's been snowed on.
Yeah.
But rain or shine, we'll be there. Yeah. We'll be there with tent weights.
So what other events are going on throughout the week?
Yeah, that's the tip of the iceberg.
Yes. So Tuesday, we actually are working with the Crystal Theater, and we're showing E.T. at 7 o'clock, the ultimate classic bike scene. Again, this is a free event, also free.
Oh my goodness.
And the Crystal Theater, we're really excited to get together and to be able to have that kind of be our first evening event to kick off the week. And come on out for that. Wednesday, we've got a kind of family and kids event with UFLO. And that's going to be at the North Face Bike Park. And it's a bike extravaganza. So we'll have the pump track trials that are all in line. We'll have a decorate your bike, some snacks, a little bit of like rules of the road for the kids. Parents just need to be present to sign waivers for their kids. And then we will end that event with Pepinos and a raffle. And again, free and welcome for everyone to bring down their kids and get together. And then also Wednesday night, we are going to be at Fat Thai, and the Fat Thai team is welcoming us to hold our spoken word limerick competition contest.
William Brown, do you hear that?
Yeah, do you hear that, William?
And that's been going on for a long time as well.
Yeah, right? It's kind of been one of our standard events that we rotate in with like bike trivia to kind of keep things a little fresh. We did it last year at Ragged Mountain Sports, one of our partners and sponsors, and it was great. It was a little loud outside, so we thought we'd move it back inside so you can hear the poetic wisdom of the poets. You don't have to be lyrically minded. We will have fill-in-the-blank limericks for you, and you can write a limerick, write them then and there, and then deliver it
Long form bike poetry is also welcome, kind of in between, but it's really, really fun event. Brian is like turning red because it gets a little racy, I would say.
Oh my God.
Maybe not a family event.
I keep trying to take videos to post on our Instagram, and you cannot post those videos.
Yeah, no, not for not for the whole family, that event.
So have one of y'all in this room written some of these before?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
All of you.
I mean, I've written stuff, but...
I wrote three last weekend. They just came to me, so I'm excited to share those. But we have some really good poetic talent. So it's nice because I think that event appeals to some people that maybe we wouldn't see at Bike Week generally, and they come on out. So.
Yeah, I'm hoping William Brown comes out. He was the king of the dirtiest possible limerick that you could...
About bikes?
Biking and dirtiness, yes.
Oh, wow.
And Natalie Spears also brought out some firepower.
Yeah, so maybe this is a call to
And this
Natalie
is at Fat Thai?
It's at Fat Thai, yep. 7 o'clock Wednesday. Yep. We'll have a mic and a nice little kind of platform for you to go and read your poems.
And Fat Thai will be a really fun spot for that.
And the ET is on Tuesday at the Crystal. And yep. What time is that?
7 o'clock. Okay. Yeah, trying to keep it a little easy. But then we deviate on Thursday, and we have our evening event at Aloha Mountain Cyclery, which has been one of our kind of partners Bike Week since the first year. And the scavenger hunt registration is at 5:45. Teams of 2 to 6 people. Costumes registration is at 5:45. Teams of 2 to 6 people. Costumes, one with the most artistic photo. And it's a great way to ride around Carbondale with your friends and just have loads of fun for somewhere between 35 minutes to an hour, depending upon how fast you are.
It's a riot.
We will also conclude that with pizza and a little bit of a party right outside of Aloha just to celebrate bikes. But then it doesn't end there.
Yeah, Friday, May 15th, next Friday, 5:30, we start with a progressive art studio tour over at the launch pad. We're going to meet there and look at the art there, and then we'll progress to a few studios. I'm trying to remember. I know Sabrina Pearsall is on that list. Who else is on that list?
It's a little top secret between Michael Stout and Brad Reed Nelson. Well, no, not top secret. I just don't know it. So maybe that's it.
Yeah, Michael Stout at Carbondale Arts has been organizing this, and Brad Reed Nelson's going to lead the way. So that's at 5:30 Friday. And then after that, I think at 7 p.m., we're going to meet at the Youth Art Park over on the Rio Grande Artway for a little hootenanny, live music, and refreshments. There's going to be a non-alcoholic bike blender, so you can mix a drink while you're out there and get your bike decorated.
Yes, we're gonna decorate for a bike illumination event that kind of when it starts to get dark, we'll leave the park and we're gonna do a nice big lap around Carbondale with hopefully some extra blinkies. I bought some glow in the dark paint that we can decorate bikes with, and maybe hats and whatever, arms and sweatshirts. And lots of some glowiness, orbital glowiness of illumination will follow Carbondale after that. And then we're going to end at Townline Trucks around 8:45 and just kind of continue on the evening celebrating.
That's Friday.
Yep, that is Friday.
And any word on the bands or the music that will be playing?
Presently, we have a local musician, Ted Zislis, who's going to come and play some music. And then there's a handful of other musicians who are going to come. It's going to be a little bit more kind of jam band style so that people can relax and decorate their bike and talk. Less concert, more just great live music with people jamming. So if you have any instruments, you can bring them to the to the Artway. We can play together.
Oh, this sounds like so much fun. Bonedale Bike Week here in Carbondale.
Carbondale without the car.
Carbondale without the car. But we are pro bikes. We're not like anti-car and anti-walking and anti all this other stuff. So you can find place with us.
Yeah, we welcome everyone.
We do. And then it's a bonus event for Bike Week that we actually have. But Carbondale Beer Works, the garage bar that's kind of by Habitat for Humanity, they're doing a bike, bums, and patio party on Sunday, May 17th from 1 to 5. And they're going to have the Hell Roaring String Band there from 2 to 4. And so they're going to have grilling games afternoon. So if you're on a ride on the Rio Grande or if you want to head that direction, it's a really great stop-off point to kind of officially end Bike Week. And yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's always fun. I love Bike Week. It's,
yeah.
And yeah, I always remember, I feel like the town got, we, you know, certified at some point by the League of American Bicyclists as like a, whatever, bronze or gold or something. And I remember it when they first assess the town or whatever, it was like, oh, you have basically no infrastructure or anything for bikes, but your culture is A+ or whatever. And yeah, Bike Week, sure. I think
we got the culture
is behind that in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so grateful for the culture. Go ahead, Tracy.
Yeah, well, I was going to say another cool thing that you may know or not know, but this correlates with National Bike to Work Week every year. So communities around the nation are celebrating bikes, and Friday, May 15th is actually National Bike to Work Day, Bike to Work and School Day. So there's like a little bit more synergy that exists outside of Carbondale, which I think is really cool.
Thank goodness. Thank y'all for being a part of it. And I know, Tracy, you've been in it for
all of it.
Time,
yeah, Tracy's been running this program for the start, since the start. Right?
And have you made a shirt for every single one that happened?
Not every year, but when I moved here 16 years ago, I fell in love with this event, and I just wanted to be part of it however I could. And this is a way I can give back a little
bit. Did you design the shirt for this?
Every year he does.
Yes.
I think I have five or six.
I don't know how many years, but it's been several, and I'm grateful to get to be part of it. This year we've got kind of a UFO and a tall bike and sucked up into the UFO.
Uh-huh.
Yes, tall bikes speak Carbondale. And Brian's like so underplaying himself, but I'm so glad that Brian likes Bike Week because he makes us look really good. Someone thanked me on our social media presence the other day, and I was like, that is not me. That is all Brian Colley. He's the wizard behind the curtain who makes it all look incredible. So we will be having Bonedale Bike Week shirts for sale at all of our events, and that just kind of helps support just what we're doing, pay for and all the things, keep making it free. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tracy and Brian, so much for stopping in today. And where can we see you first on Monday morning
7 a.m we'll be there,
4th and Main, downtown Carbondale.
BonedaleBikeWeek.org or on Instagram, Bonedale Bike Week. Thanks,
right.
Cody,
let's go out with this one.
Understand it, but I can't really. really stand them. Girls love cars, cars cause harm to the planet. Don't you wanna take a joy ride on my tandem? Huffy on a huffy, don't I look so handsome? Bikes and bikes, they so nice, like priceless. Working on my calves and triceps and biceps. Right past the gas, stop the traffic lights. I get around, round without a driver's license. Hello, you walking? Farewell, I'm hopping. And I'm whipping through the city with a 40 and a 50 party popping on my Willy.
My mother tells me I should stop.
Yeah, keep riding those bikes. Stay tuned for Bonedale Bike Week starting next Monday morning, 7 a.m. at 4th and Main, downtown Carbondale. Now we're going to warm things up with Brian Colley, who was just in here with Genevieve with a song they shared about Dandelion Day in the last few years. Stay tuned.
We are the GB Wonders. Coming at you from the recording booth here at Katie and Kay. GB stands for
Genevieve
and Brian. And we wrote a Dandelion Day song together because Dandelion Day is coming up real quick. And it's an awesome day in Carbondale.
Woo!
Woo! Whatever you want.
All right.
The beginning of summer is coming fast. The sun starts to part on the dandelion grass. The days of the year, they all end up here. We sit back and we watch them grow.
Hey, Carbondale, what's the big deal with those little yellow flowers that you love?
I'm obsessed!
If April showers bring me flowers, they would surely be the dandelion. Dandelions, they're good for something. They're pretty and bright and drop dead gorgeous to me.
And they'll eat you alive!
This song goes out to every Carbondalian. Dandelion Day is finally here.
Oh my god!
You think they're a weed, but did you know they bring life to the soil? You can eat them every day.
They're delicious! Delicious!
Don't you agree? It's the fairest of them all. Golden petal beauty of this jewel of a town.
So sparkly and shiny.
Flower that is hated is just underappreciated. So leave them alone and let them grow.
Make them strong.
Let them be.
Let them be. Let them be. Let them be. They whisper words of wisdom. Let those dandelions be.
This song goes out to every Carbondalian. Dandelion Day is finally here.
Oh, yeah. All right, GB Wonders. That was cute. A little throwback. And now we are joined with the Dandelion Day hostess.
The with the mostess.
Reverend Hardy.
And I'm a triple threat this week because I had my public affairs show Wednesday. I did a music set yesterday, and now I'm on Express Yourself. So it's a triple threat week. Birthday wow. week, Dandelion it's week.
It's fantastic.
So much to celebrate. So, yeah, we're setting up the park right now. As soon as I leave here, I'm going back to finish up some of that. And what do you want to know? What should we talk about?
Well, you brought in a very special guest.
I did. So let's just dive in. So, yes, this year, as you've seen on the posters and heard, Mosaic Fund, the Western Mosaic Fund has collaborated with Aspen Indigenous Foundation this year. And one of the really exciting parts about this collaboration is I have Deanne in the house with me, and she is the brains behind bringing hip-hop artist Natani Means to Carbondale. So, Deanne, say hello to the fam and introduce yourself.
Well, thank you so much, Kat. My name is Deanne Vitrak-Kessler. I'm the founder and the executive director of the Aspen Indigenous Foundation. We've been operating that nonprofit foundation in Aspen for the last 21 years. And the goal is to reconnect the first inhabitants of those valleys with their ancestral lands and to bring the culture, their rich culture, to bring their wisdom back to our mountains. So we are very excited because it's the first time that we have a different expression of that very rich indigenous culture. Usually we have powwows or dance exhibitions, and that's in full regalia, so very traditional. We have also a Native American Indian Film Festival in October, and again, it's more towards the history, the talents, and all that. But this time, thanks to Kat, we're bringing this very different way of culture that Natani embodies with his amazing lyrics as a hip-hop artist.
Yeah, so basically what Deanne and I were talking about, the theme of common ground, was, you know, what does that look like? How do we move forward as a human family and sort of break down barriers amongst different races or socioeconomic status? You know, what's the common ground? And so instead of doing the regalia and all their traditional stuff, Natani was down with like, yeah, I'm going to be in street clothes and I'm going to do my hip hop performance. And we're going to, you know, integrate the indigenous wisdom and vibration and gifts and medicine, but do it in this like really integrated way, which is really kind of unheard of in terms of having, you know, indigenous presence in a festival or, you know, at some kind of offering. So we're excited to break that ground and have that common ground. And we're also going to have a panel discussion that's part of looking at common ground. And as a teaser, yesterday we had a really great conversation with all the panelists. And something that Natani drew from the conversation and made us all realize is the common ground is displacement. Displacement of knowledge, displacement of home, displacement of eldership and support. And that's the common ground, that no matter whether you're indigenous or white or black or however you identify, we're all dealing with these concepts of displacement. Yeah. Yeah. So that felt really powerful yesterday during that conversation. And so we're just, you know, it's not performative. We're like doing some deeper work with this collaboration. And I feel so honored that Deanne was down to like do this in just a different way, you know, and like hold the space and create this these connections in a new way that hadn't been done before. So thank you so much for experimenting with me and being open. Cody Lee's getting choked up right now.
Well, seriously, thank both of y'all so much for collaborating and getting this together, because, you know, we've been they're saying it's the 28th Dandelion Day, and I've attended a lot of them. And this is truly special and powerful. And thank you for, you know, bringing attention to, you know, it's all about stewardship of the land, right?
Right. Yes, that's right. And also it's it brings to mind that all the lands around here, it's youth land. So, you know, maybe that's something that we should never forget.
Right. Yeah, this is sacred land. And so Dandelion Day to me is an exercise of sort of bridging the gap between the rituals and the ceremonies that used to be done on this land that honored it as having consciousness and rights and power and being in right relationship with the earth. And so Dandelion Day is a, you know, this little microcosm where we get to go beyond any of those lines and say, you know, we may all be displaced, but we're here right now. And this is our home and we have to take care of it. And we have to be present. We have to have this, you know, community gathering experience with the focus being common ground and realizing that this is all our home and everyone's responsible, you know, for from everything. We need all the stewards, all the levels, whether it's just not being a litter bug to becoming a regenerative farmer. You know, there's a wide swath of behaviors that each of us can, you know, integrate whichever level is available to us.
Well, let's step back a little bit and just talk about the whole day tomorrow of how that looks like.
Awesome. Well, you can find information online on Facebook, Instagram, as well as Carbondale.com has all our schedule. But it starts with the parade down Main Street at 10 a.m. If you want to join, you can dress as your favorite species. It's the Parade of Species. We're going to have a beaver there. I know somebody's going to be dressed up as a beaver. I'm very excited about that. And then about children, you know, everyone's welcome. We're going to have stilt walkers and musicians and drummers. And we're just going to celebrate. We're just going to make a joyful sound and dance and wiggle our way to the park. Then the main stage will be activated all day. We'll have ballerinas, Sopra Soars, the youth performing. Natani's rap performance is at 12:30. We'll have a youth poetry. The winners are going to read their poems. We have a youth jam session out in the park at 2:45. And then we have our closer band at 3:30. The vendors are open 10 to 5. The beer garden is open noon to 5. And I think that's it. I think that's the
Thank
day.
Thank you so much for everything that you do in our community, Kat Hardy and Deanne. It was a pleasure to meet you and to have you come in the studio today. And thank you for the amazing work that y'all are doing.
Thank you so much for having us.
And yes. Natani, unfortunately, was running a little bit late driving from New Mexico this morning. But we have a little sound bite from him, and we'll go out with something from him and his father, Russell Means, and some music. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Cody.
We'll see you next time.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Come party.
Yat A, everyone. This is Natani Means. I'm calling in to say I am en route and I'm excited to be performing tomorrow at Dandelion Day Festival there in Carbondale, Colorado. I'm currently en route right now, but huge shout out to KDNK Community Radio. It's going to be a good time. Thank you for having me. And everyone come out. Let's have a good time and hear some good music, hear some good speakers. And just have a good time. Okay, thank you.
If you want to be sovereign, you have to act sovereign. And the United States of America has proven that it's the biggest liar in history. And it's proven by their Constitution, which backs up the treaties of the land. So if you expect this country to be just to anyone, you included, that's the big lie. Because they have violated from day one the Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution, okay? Had they lived up to it, we'd still own the land that you showed on that map of 1840. Yeah. All that land would still be ours. Honorably.
For the people in the land and the fam, I'm the man, I'm the one. Never see me switch up, come around town and they trip up. I'm the one, I'm the one. Need my house in the hills, need a house in the hills. Yeah, yeah. Only recognize real, only recognize real. Yeah, yeah. Land back. If you ain't with it, better stand back. Little homies got supreme on their man back. See them red flags that don't step, I can stand that. Trump and anybody that follow. Slam back or die trying, that's a motto. See them whiteys on a race, pull a one a dump it with a black hills gold on the hollow. I speak cause my words hold the power. I speak to my youth to empower. The police cause they cowards, they do the same as the 5G in them towers. Ain't nothing but plays in community. Them bullets won't choose between you and me. I smack a cop so hard he think they two of me. Jewelry on my chest shining so beautifully. I hate the rich out of town, make it indigenous. It's better in black and brown. Tell me you love how that sound. Tell me you got all 10 toes to the ground. Give me that go and I slide through. Give me the vibes that I can do what I like. Take back all of the lands, not just what I might do. It's what I'm gonna do. So what you gonna do? Cause do, what they on, I'm the one. Get it how I got it for the people in the land and the fam. I'm the man, I'm the one. Never see me switch up, come around town and they trip up. I'm the one, I'm the one. Need my house in the hills, need a house in the hills. Yeah, yeah. Only recognize real, only recognize real. Yeah.
Yeah. People fear what they don't understand. And what they don't understand is we got a demand. We about to pull up with a plan. Y'all need to come off of the land. So give me them lots and give me them acres. Give me them plots. We ready to take it. Ready to reclaim it and replace it with everything sacred. Y'all already know what I'm saying. Talking about hectares. I'm talking about mountains. I'm talking about valleys with rivers and fountains. Talking about forests with beautiful views. We know what to do to end the abuse. We've been doing it for cycles upon cycles all around the sun. They've been mismanaging the soil the same way they mismanaging their funds. We be on fed.
This KDNK Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond.
And that's us in the cuss still master. Yeah. Breaking it down, they shaking the ground and maintaining the sound.
In the end, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you, and I'm just...